Blog Talk Radio.
It's that time again on Wednesday at an 8 o'clock hour on here, April 27, 2016. This is the Kate Thompson Live Show. And as usual, I am the son, also known as Eric Payne, and you are?
I'm your mother, Kate Thompson. Everyone, welcome to Kate Thompson Live here on WLIV Radio. Can you imagine that? But this is Kate Thompson Live here on the internet, and I'm Blog Talk Radio, and we hope that you are listening in, because today we're going to be talking about Prince, and we're going to be allowing you to call in and make your comments. And but it was just such a catastrophe. The whole country is, you know, very concerned about Prince's finances, about how he died and what happened, and everybody is still talking about that. But we're going to be asking you, and we had on our, you know, on the page, on the internet page today, for you to call in, and then we're going to be giving out, and we are going to be giving out the number for you to call in just about a month, a number or two, a minute or two. I want to give you time to get pens and papers so that you can write down the number that we're going to give for you to call in. And I know we're expecting to hear Wayne Gilman in, but we are going to be giving out this number just as soon as we say a minute or two, something about Prince. He died without any financial advisors and civil lawyers and $300 million in fortune. And what, according to the Minnesota state law, Prince, who wasn't married, and he didn't have any children, so his estate, in all probability, is going to be going to his sister. His sister's name is Tyka Ortega Nelson, and she's in line for the massive estate. So we were going to be giving out this number. Kate Thompson Live here, everybody, and the number for you to call in once Wayne Gilman, you know, checks in with us, and we will go right through the phone. So what do you think, Eric? What do you think about this so far?
Talking about Prince, okay, I thought you were going to give the number out. Just in case, let's give the number out right now.
All right, let me get it out right away. Okay, the number for you to call in is 323-679-0906. That number, once again, is 323-679-0906. Once again, and I'll be giving this number out later on in the program also, 323-679-0906. My name is Kate Thompson, and this is Kate Thompson Live, and I'm with my friend Eric Payne. So, Eric, what's some information that you may have about Prince that people don't know?
Well, I don't have any information that people don't know, but I have information like everybody else is trying to, you know, has been concerned about Prince. You know, anybody around my age, I'm around the age of Prince. He's a year or two older than me. And anybody around our age is that that was our particular generation. I mean, our generation spans more than just people our specific age. But Prince was of our age, and it was indicative of a time. He preserved the youth through his music. And he was always on the cutting edge, always being creative, certainly on the cutting edge of the abilities of media to be seen on the internet. And that was part of his deal, and his leaving Warner Brothers was that he wanted to control more of his own content, things that he was creating. And I also heard that part of that disagreement was that he had a lot more songs that he wanted to release, and one of the stipulations of possibly the contract that he had with Warner Brothers is that he could only release, you know, they only wanted him to release maybe an album a year or something like that. And
really?
And Prince had a lot more. Prince had a lot more songs that he had written to be released. So I had heard that was one of the things. I think I saw that on a news program or something.
Yeah, I'm wondering why would it only be for just an album a year? Is there some sort of you know, pattern or you know thing that they have in the record industry that you if you release one album a year, what does that do or not do?
Right, yeah, that from a sales standpoint, I guess they're saying, you know, they look at the amount of music. But also at this time, we're going to welcome our other co-host, Mr. Wayne Gilman. Wayne, how are you today?
All right, good evening, Eric and Kay. How are you both?
Fine. How are you?
I guess okay. Can't complain.
What are you thinking about the death of Prince?
Right. I tell you, still stunning to think that someone so young, someone so prolific, came to such a tragic ending. And it seems like there's I guess, secrecy around what were the circumstances surrounding his death. Initial reports, as you heard, said that he suffered from the flu. And I don't know, for some reason I found that kind of hard to believe. And some people within his inner circle are aware of what led to his untimely death, but it's just unfortunate to see someone so young, so gifted, and their life is just, just taken like that.
Not bad, right. Well, let me give out the number for people to call in, because we are expecting people to call in to make a comment, or if they have comments to make about Prince. He was beloved by many, and certainly his family is, just about destroyed. And he left an estate, by the way, of $300 million that's going to be going so far to his sister. And so, we're going to be hearing more about this. But the people, if you are people listening on 2K Thompson Live here, the number for you to call to make your comments, if you have something to say about Prince, or if you want to participate in the program and, give your feelings and your thoughts about Prince. He was a prince, and he was absolutely brilliant in the music that he wrote and the music that he, was releasing to people on such a steady basis. That's what amazes me, that he had so much music and so many songs that he was working on. The number for you to call if you want to make a comment about Prince, 323-679-0906. 323-679-0906.
From what I heard Wayne answer your question, kind of the speculation was that it had something to do with the prescription drugs that he might have been taking for injuries, old injuries, or some other thing. That was something that came out of the news earlier today with all the evening news, that he was found. I think prescription drugs were found with him when he passed, and probably had some in his possession, his personal things. So,
Right. I did hear he suffered a great deal of pain, and I don't know if it was associated with an old injury, but you're absolutely right. I did hear that.
Yeah, and well, if you've ever seen Prince's concert or you've just seen him perform in videos and things, that he gave a show. It was a constant
right.
performance. And a lot of times, many performers will tell you that people who work on Broadway and certainly do musicians that do shows that are very involved in singing and dancing, that's wear and tear on one's body, almost like athletes. And when you used to see Prince jumping around and doing splits and jumping off speakers, and also, he used to wear those heels, high heel shoes. So you can imagine that after a while, and I had heard, and this is grapevine or hearsay, that, he had an injury years ago from a hip. I had heard that he, talking to my sister, and she said that he was supposed to get a hip replacement, which he never did.
So
that kind of might have bothered him a little bit because, you saw him doing splits and jumping. So after a while, after 20-some-odd years, I first heard about Prince in 1984. Well, I heard about it before that, in 1978, and I have to backtrack. I saw Purple Rain when it first came out with a friend of mine who took me. And I thought it was a fantastic movie. Also, my connection with Prince is that my brother, who passed away a number of years ago, looked similar to Prince. He was about 5-6 years older than both Prince and myself. And he also, as a kid, had a band that would do cover tunes to James Brown music. He called himself James Brown Jr. And a lot of the performances, if you saw my brother saw Prince side by side, you would think they were brothers. And
wow.
My brother kind of predated that type of performance, so that obviously he was influenced by the popular artists that were out back in those days. I would suppose Jackie Wilson and many of those people. And so Prince, 6 years later, being my age, was influenced like I was, many of our generation, by James Brown and a lot of those before. The only difference between my brother and Prince is that my brother probably would have been and his persona would have probably been in the category of gangster pop stars, and where Prince would have just have been pop star. My brother would have been, you know, the gangster rappers and all that would have loved him because he would have been gangster R&B dude. So that would have been the only difference. And he also told a story. Sometimes he would stretch the truth, but he also told me a story that he was in a popular New York club back in the day, the Paradise Garage, which is what many people know.
Oh, yeah, please. Legendary.
Prince was in there. He said Prince was in there. Prince walked up to him and said, "Just like looking in the mirror." which sounds like something Prince would say, you know. And years later, I was happened to be in around Prince, like at an after party. A woman who was a DJ for his group at one time, about 4 or 5 years ago, I gave her and a group of other females would give parties about once a week in Los Angeles. And a couple times, Prince came twice. And I saw him both times. The second time, he's in the VIP area. Once there were other people there. The second time, he was in the VIP area alone, just kind of standing there looking at people. And I walked about 2 feet away from him because the VIP area was just pretty much in the same room. It was just a little velvet rope that you couldn't go by. So it really was the set apart from the room scenario. And it's like 2 feet away from him. And I said, "Hey, Prince, you know, what's up?" Like, "Hey, man." And I went outside for a minute. I said, "I'm going to go back in there and tell him about, you know, my brother and stuff like that." But it was too late. He had left. But I regret not taking the moment to speak to him because he looked like, you know, he was just hanging and have nobody to hang with, first of all. And he's standing there by himself. So he appeared to be open. And it wasn't the old Prince that first came out to everybody when he was acting all strange and had the bodyguard and nobody could talk to him and everything like that. So, you know, these latter years of Prince's life, last 15 to 20 years, you know, he was able to go on shows and do interviews and talk to people. You know, obviously he was a shy person, but he kind of dropped that mega shyness that first surrounded him, or first was his vibe when he first came out during the Purple Rain era. So that's my Prince story.
Yeah, it's funny because as you mentioned that, and of course referenced your brother, I didn't get to know him, but I could understand, you know, basically how you could identify with that. And, you know, for some reason I appreciated his work. I knew he was a phenomenal talent. I became acquainted with Prince through an old girlfriend many years ago, but I really wasn't feeling him the way I felt like Michael Jackson. I could tell you exactly where I was when I heard the news that Michael Jackson passed. And, you know, for some reason, the passing of Prince, I'm not saying it wasn't the same. I mean, passing is passing.
If I could just interrupt you for a second, we might have a scheduling here. So we might be cut off in about a minute, and then we're going to have to try and come back on the air, because we're having a technological difficulty.
Okay.
We're going to just wrap up really quickly what you were saying.
The thing is that the you know, when I juxtaposed the Michael Jackson death with Prince, two great talents, I don't know if they ever really tried to work with each other. That's one thing I was very curious about. Couldn't find any research on it. But for some reason, the death of Michael Jackson sort of like, well, there was my youth, you know. I don't know if you felt the same way when you saw Prince, when you heard about Prince's passing.
We're going to have to jump off right now. We've only got 22 seconds. But I'm going to try to reschedule. We have a technical difficulty, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to be difficulties and come right back on the air, so stay with us. We'll be right back. Do we still have you, Wayne Gilman?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You still have
Should
you?
I call
okay.
back or?
Well, stay on here. Stay on. You guys continue the conversation for a second.
Yeah. So you were saying,
right.
We're having
getting back to what I was saying earlier, both are, were profound losses. You know, I'm not saying that one was any greater than the other, but for some reason, I just identified more with Michael Jackson, maybe because I had a chance to meet him, and I felt when I heard his death, I was actually at Rutgers North coming out. I had just gotten off the subway and the railroad going to Rutgers that evening, and I'll just never forget, somebody walked up to me and said, "Did you hear the news?" And I couldn't believe it. You know, I mean, for some reason, excuse me, it was just, something that just seemed so surreal. And with Prince, I'm an all news junkie and listen to a lot of talk, but for some reason that day I didn't hear about it until a relative called me and told me that Prince had passed. And I said, "Prince who? You talking about Prince Charles?" Or I said, "It can't be Prince, you know." And when she told me, I said, "No, you're kidding me. 57 years of age," and I just said, "Gee, you know, this guy's not even through yet, and he's done."
You know one thing? I'll tell you something. There's something strange going on here, you know, because he passed, and no one can find out what happened or how it happened. He was found in an elevator, in his home. No one else was around, I understand. And no one can find out exactly what happened. Why was he there? Why was he in the elevator? Why was he in his house alone? Didn't he have a pretty big crew of people working for him? Or was that the way he was living? I guess so. But, I mean, you know, for somebody of this level, of this magnitude, it seems like he would have more people around him on a daily basis, and they would know what was going on. I don't know. I don't think anybody will. Maybe he can never know. But he certainly was a talent. You know, I remember when he first came out, and I really wasn't thinking about him too seriously because, you know, Michael Jackson was also, you know, on the scene then. So it was a lot of things that, I don't know whether I was very involved in that, but I was because the fact that I remember the music, some of the music I used to hum to me, a lot of it I've forgotten, you know. So it's really, really something. I don't know. So, and we have a caller on the line here, and I hope that we'll get him through. And his name is Larry Gaunt, and we will see if we can get him through, if he can hold on